This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig, back at the studio because we are at the Houston Methodist Training Center. Day one, Texans training camp has been wrapped up. I mean, the fields are pretty bare right now. It is just us hanging out in this Houston, Texas heat. I am feeling great. Lopez is dying. I think that's how this is working
right now. No, I will be. about day three, day five, I will be. I'm not going to lie. But by the way, Figgy, Reggie during the break said, "Oh, I could stay out here all day."
I really could. It feels great.
Okay, sure, cowboy. Sure, cowboy.
It feels great.
Yeah.
I will acknowledge I do have some enhancements. We got a lovely tent here on the corner of the practice field, and we got a couple of fans going.
Yeah.
So that does help. I'm not going to pretend like I'm Superman, but this is nice, man. It's beautiful. You don't like looking at all this beautiful grass?
I love it. It's day one, brother. It's day one, man.
Okay. Pace myself is what you're saying?
Yes.
You know who's not pacing himself? The man who shows up, play-by-play cut two here, Figgy. The man who shows up all up and down Chase Field for your Houston Astros. He wears number 28, and he goes by Bryce Matthews.
Gets into one deep to left field, and the Astros have the lead. Bryce Matthews continues here in Arizona. Third home run in two games, and just like that, the Astros have awakened to a 2-1 lead.
The Bryce is right
indeed. He takes the lead, and he takes the lead for good. Obviously, you end up with a situation, Altuve scoring on a wild pitch to put it a little bit further out of reach. 3-1 victory for your Astros last night. That continues. I think the Mariners beat the Brew Crew yesterday,
yeah,
so you didn't
Cal
gain Riley, any ground.
Cal,
there.
The big dumper hit one that
39th of the year.
Yes, 39th.
For Kyle Raleigh. Goodness gracious, dog. But the Astros, man, like they're finding a way to win baseball games, and it's just someone else is stepping up. The grit of this team is undeniable, but it's the young guys who now, you know, Bryce actually isn't he like halfway to Cam Smith's home run total at this point, basically?
Yeah.
3-7. But I mentioned both of those for good reason. That's the future, at least ostensibly, right? If you are not utilizing like Bryce Matthews at some level of trade chip, which we've discussed a little bit. But that leads to the question, are you more excited about the future? Because there's reason to be.
Am I crazy?
Probably.
Well.
I was like, let's ask, what question are we asking about now?
Am I crazy in thinking, in feeling the way I felt when I was talking to you guys before the show and we were kind of putting this out there? Because the future, I mean, the present is clearly, like, wide open. Like, they're within, what, a game or a half game of the best record in the American
half
League?
Half game, because they have the same – they're tied for first on losses.
Best record in the American League.
The Tigers simply have one more game that they've played and won.
Yes, and the Tigers are considered, World Series bound, you know, that kind of thing. And so here they are, Astros are, you know, with all – despite everything else, you know, the present is very, very much in play, especially if guys get back in, you know, from injuries, et cetera.
The always ever present if.
Always got to qualify it. We understand that. But especially if they do come back, the present is like right there. But I'm sitting here looking at Hunter Brown.
Yes.
Still
Diesel.
Young. Zach DiCenzo, who's obviously injured, but very young and created some things. You know, obviously Bryce Matthews, obviously Jeremy Pena, still young.
Yes.
Cam Smith. That, dude, that's five guys right there. That's five guys. That's not even counting some of the young pitchers that are still, you know, somewhat out there.
How do you feel about Wesneski?
Wesneski. How about that kid Ulloa, who's getting a lot of run?
Miguel Ulloa?
Ulloa, I think, in Spanish. But I haven't heard it, so I'm just projecting.
Touche. Baseball's usually good about pronunciation, guys. Yeah. Let me do my due diligence.
Apparently here. Just killing it. Jacob Melton, you know, obviously had a setback himself, but is young. All of a sudden, I'm like, okay, let's try to win this thing. But damn, I'm excited about the future. Is that not? Oh, by the way, another one that I've seen a lot on lately is a catcher that can actually throw dudes out. That Walter Yannick, who's been moving up the minor leagues.
I haven't kept up with him
pretty quickly, and he's got a cannon. So that's 10, 12 guys that are just young, rising. Some of them are already proving themselves in the major leagues. This is pretty incredible because they can make some noise this year, and I'm actually kind of excited about the future.
And the beauty of it is a lot of these guys, at least the fielders that you're talking about, the most impressed that I was with Bryce Matthews was the home run. I'm not going to lie. I was about to do the thing where I tried to be real cutesy about it.
Yeah.
No, the home run was great. It was like a sweet swing. The fair text that comes in here, not to be a prisoner of the moment, but it looked Mookie-ish, his ability to turn that double play, the game-ending double play. And he had another great grab at second earlier, a few innings earlier as well. Like, we knew that the defense was there for him at second base. It looks so smooth. That part is absolutely major league ready. Is this kind of power and swing going to continue? That remains to be seen, and I'm hopeful that it does. But ultimately, I think you're right. Like, the young guys that you would think would be your future if you remain with them, the future is bright. The tough part about it is, again, there's some unknowns with seeing all those, and are you going to have to cut into any of that in order to guarantee the present?
Yeah. Well, you are cutting into it, you know, already. I don't think they were really counting on Bryce Matthews this soon. They definitely were not counting on Cam Smith to start the season, but you know what? Who cares at this point? They've got some promise. It does speak also, though, you know, for all the excitement, and they're still in it, and the future looks so bright. It, you know, on the other side of the coin, you still are getting bad news on players that are going to be integral if you do make a run this year.
And maybe that's why you look more to the future, which, again, I don't actually –
maybe.
You really should be a present guy because, again, like, present is matters more, right? Like, you need to make sure that you are able to do this in the here and now. Ultimately, that's the judgment that you have, especially with the mode that this team is in. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the present are the guys that you're talking about being injured. Speaking of, 17 is the number now, Lopez. What is that number?
Guys on the injured list.
Lance McCullers Jr., you are now once more on the injured list. I mean, I feel sorry for dude, man, at this point. I feel sick for him. Blister is what we end up looking at with Lance McCullers Jr. on the throwing hand.
All right, I'm going to have to come up with another confession because that was one of mine.
You can still use it as a confession.
Well, no, I got plenty. Okay, and I'm not trying to be, you know, whatever. Don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
worry if you're not, I am.
Because it usually comes across that way. Mm-hmm. It often comes across that mm-hmm. way. When was the last time it took you 15 days to get over a blister?
Well, I'm not throwing no baseballs.
It doesn't matter. I've seen major league pitchers with a blister miss a start and come back. Is this, like, one start, you know? Is this the latest, okay, what's the next fancy way we can cover up something else? I'm not saying they are.
You are always conspiratorial with the Astros, and the thing that upsets
you
me
think?
To, it upsets
yeah,
me think? To no end is that more often than not, you're right. That's the part that really upsets me.
A blister, you're on the 15, not 10-day, 15-day IL?
That did concern me, that was not a 10-day IL situation. Yes. It's a 15-day IL instantly.
A blister.
And you want to know the part that really made – that part raised your eyebrows. Yeah. I think it's fair. I don't go there, but I probably should if I knew what was good for me. The thing that raised my eyebrows, mm-hmm. John Lopez, per Chandler Rome, Joe Espada said that Lance McCullers Jr. has been dealing with the blister, quote, for a little bit, and it flared up during his start against the Mariners. And my thought was, how long is a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, sincerely, how long is a little bit with this? Because if you look at Lance McCullers Jr. in his last outings, right, the Mariners, no good. 2 2/3, 4 earned runs. The Rangers before before the All-Star break, fair. Maybe we could say that was he was dealing with a little bit. 3 innings, 5 earned runs. He had a solid game against the Dodgers, 6 innings, only 1 earned run off a homer. The Cubs game before that, 3 1/3. With 8 earned runs. Was that the blister? Because then he had a game where, you know what I mean, like, how far back are we going with the blister for him?
Well, that
on
is,
this?
That is absolutely true. But here's this is also true. When it comes to a athletic training staff and a medical staff that is under fire consistently, us as much as anyone, why the hell did it take you this long to shut him down? If he said he's been dealing with it a long time, and you're already under fire, and he's got a blister. Like I said, I've seen guys multiple times. Like, I mean, just over the years, just multiple times, miss one start and come back fine. Why didn't he just miss a start? And by the way, in the middle of all that, was an All-Star break.
Yeah.
So, blister?
I do wonder, because if we're taking them at their word and it is a blister, I could easily see, especially for Lance, a dude who has really just tried to tough it out. I've heard it said on a number of occasions he could have just taken his money and gone home a long time ago. He really wants to be out here.
Yeah.
For a guy like that, if you go, hey, man, I done battled back from, you know, all these umpteen things, a blister not going to stop me until it has to. I can understand that mentality. I do wonder, though, does the blister serve as a good excuse to help a dude go get his mind right? Because he's a dude who absolutely, as a pitcher, it's not just stuff. Like, he has to pitch.
Well, that's why I'm skeptical.
And that's a little off. So how much of this is maybe just an opportunity for a reset?
No. That's why I'm skeptical about this. He's been dealing with it a long time. You had, what, 8 days, six, you know, in terms of between starts, 6 or 8 days of an All-Star break for that blister to repair, which he didn't have to throw at all, you know. And you didn't shut him down earlier. And now you put him not on the 10, on the 15-day DL. It has to be something else going on.
I think that
it has to be. That was my confession, by the way.
I can see it. I think that we might not be fair enough considering what a blister does for a dude who actually has to not just throw a baseball, but try and generate spin and use that all that surface area of your fingers, trying to use that traction with no sticky stuff to, you know, use friction to move that baseball. Those blisters matter. Like, I want to make that clear as we're doing it. But we ended up on a tangent because of Lance
McCullers. No, I'm not saying they don't matter.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there's been a lot of time.
Oh, I'm not speaking just to you. There's some people on both the YouTube page and the text line that I think we might be going a little far on. Oh, man, just put a Band-Aid on it. Actually, no, that's not how it works. But another win nonetheless for the Astros. They're starting.
By the way, Fromber. Kudos, baby.
Fromber looked great. Yeah. Mea culpa by me for maybe trying to start up some stuff. Talking about why did that extra rest need to happen? Because he needed rest, apparently, Reggie. Shut up. but there was that. How about Christian Walker with a couple of fiddle farts?
Yeah.
That just found a way to get down. Singles or singles, we'll take them. Hopefully that ends up as a ramp. To the ultimate question, you more excited about the future or the present?
I hate to admit it because, as I mentioned, it's right there for this year. I think I'm more excited about the future. There's 6 or 8 guys, man.
It is.
6 or 8 guys that are just balling out right now.
And the thing that would make this the most fun, if the future is the present.
Because yeah, both. How about we take both?
And what a blessing it is to be
you
the Astros in
both.
This space. There's not a lot of teams that can have that kind of question and actually have some level.
You want
of
cobbler or cobbler with ice cream? Give me cobbler with ice cream.
Yeah. So, because they might have to be. You might be looking at a place where you need that second baseman in Bryce Matthews to be the stalwart. You need Cam Smith to be a carrying factor. You need Jeremy Pena to return and be the guy that he is. I think that's the place that you are as well. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping on a Wednesday. We will do it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.